Just over a year ago, a bright yellow and blue de Havilland Beaver float plane crashed into treetops on a steep slope in Misty Fjords National Monument Wilderness. That's about 12 miles northeast of Ketchikan. The incident killed the pilot and all five passengers aboard, who had arrived in the region on the Holland America ship New Amsterdam. Now, families of four of the passengers are suing Holland America Line. An attorney for the families, Heather Cover, said the cruise line was required to inform passengers that float plane tours could be hazardous.
Under maritime law, Holland America has a duty to warn its passengers of known dangers. And here, where this seaplane accident occurred, actually has a pretty prolific history of seaplane crashes and deaths.
She's referring to the fact that at least 21 people have died in plane crashes in the area in the past 7 years. That includes a 2015 crash that killed 8 people.
In that case, the NTSB, the National Transportation Safety Board, had actually written a letter to the cruise ship industry, including Holland America, warning that the schedules of the cruise ships could actually be contributing to this dangerous condition whereby you're having so many crashes and fatalities.
The NTSB found that the operator in the 2015 case, Promac Air, had a culture that encouraged pilots to fly in hazardous weather, in part because of scheduling pressures from cruise lines. But unlike that crash, Holland America says the 2021 floatplane tour wasn't sold or advertised by the cruise line. What caused last year's crash isn't clear. The NTSB's Clint Johnson said the agency is reviewing its final report and expects to release it soon. But search and rescue aircraft and other nearby pilots reported poor visibility and low clouds around the time of the crash. The families are also suing Southeast Aviation. That's the small family-run carrier that operated the fatal flight. Cover, the attorney for the families, says the company didn't do enough to make sure the pilot was good to go after a prior accident.
Just a couple weeks before this incident, the pilot was taking off and actually ran into a buoy and flipped his plane. He is taken out of rotation for a couple weeks and then came back, no additional training, no nothing. It was just kind of a matter of if he felt that he was able to come back to work, then he was permitted to do so.
Southeast Aviation did not return a call for comment. The pilot, Rolf Lanzendorfer, had worked for Southeast Aviation seasonally since 2015 and had logged about 8,000 hours flying similar aircraft. His estate is also named in the lawsuit. The plaintiffs accuse him of failing to account for poor weather conditions. The families are seeking unspecified monetary damages in the wrongful death lawsuit. Holland America, Southeast Aviation, and the pilot's estate are due to file their responses in court later this month. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.